Peterson, what's your view on the timelessness of the universe?
But at some point, it has a source.
Hold on, Jacob. The thing I have with asking like where did the Big Bang come from or where did the universe come from or anything like that, I just simply take the position that we are in no position to be claiming that the universe is not necessary, that it requires an explanation for where it came from, or that at one point it didn't exist. We don't know that, and there are no logical problems with an eternal universe. I find none. And the supposed solution for if this universe does require an antecedent, a cause, or whatever, is just literally special pleading, because we say, well, it's a thing that doesn't have that isn't required to itself have a cause behind it, the uncaused cause, you know. So I just find it to be a little silly.
You can laugh at it, but what I've researched and what I know is the latest like quantum science points to quarks are vibrating energy. You say energy
they're not.
What about the Big Bang though?
Okay, even before the Big Bang, even if there was many Big Bangs and it came from somewhere else.
Bro, you're literally just flailing. What about quarks? What about Big Bangs?
Which thing do you want to talk about? It doesn't matter to me, but let's make sure we don't switch back and forth.
I mean, I was trying to talk about quarks, but you just laugh it off. I don't know. It is vibrating energy. You say energy is something else, but it's called concentrated energy. That's what quantum science calls it. And everything is made out of this. Everything is made out of quarks. It's just a different energy vibrating in different frequencies. And
so you're talking about string theory?
Kinda, yeah. It is.
I think he's trying to. Yeah.
String theory. It exists purely in the realm of just theory. Because the. Like, string theory makes predictions that could theoretically, like, be tested, but I don't know the specifics of this, but, like, the reason it can't is because you would need a system that, like, literally has more energy than anything we could ever possibly hope to build, like, even if we harness the power of the sun or something like that. So none of the ideas about these vibrating zero-dimensional strings or whatever is really... like the maths in its own kind of weird way, but it's there's no empirics behind any of that.
What do you mean empirics?
Like anything we know, study, can see, do observational empirical science with.
Well, I mean, just because science hasn't gotten there yet doesn't mean there could be something. But
yes, but so then it's not a valid claim to say that that's what this is, because it's. There's been no verification.
I mean, from what I understand, scientists understand quarks as vibrating energy. That is what I've...
No, they're Justin told you this already. They're fundamental particles. They're not made of anything. String theory posits that, like, it could be... It posits that all particles are these tiny vibrations, but that's not really known... with any kind of remote certainty at all.
I mean, there's a theory behind it. I guess there's not fully proven theory, but what I'm getting at is that all these quarks, you could say they're not made out of anything, which doesn't make any sense, but all these quarks that build up atoms, that build up in the entire world, it is a part of the source, it's part of the whole, and that's what every religion is getting at. I believe it's heavily misconstrued, watered down, and people... added weird shit to me, but
you're making it even more weird.
People thousands of years ago didn't somehow intuitively know about the fundamental structure of matter. We do know what they thought. It was different in different parts of the world. I don't know about Eastern traditions, but that they literally, like, Western traditions were like, yeah, there are four elements, and some of them believed in like a fifth one or whatever. Sometimes, but no, that's like really, they really just thought that everything fundamentally was made of fire, earth, water, air, and then some sort of like weird essence.
That's
sort
of the misconstruedness I'm talking about that came later, but the fundamental idea behind every religion is kind of the same. It's all heaven, it's all nirvana, it's all, you go, once you die you enter the main, just everything, and you stop playing as a human. the universe or God, as people or the religion describes it as God, is the source of the energy that is driving us. Like when somebody dies, what happens to them? Do they just
they're done? They're the same place they were before they were born.
Yeah, there are religions that don't believe in an afterlife, so the idea that they're all fundamentally the same is just not true.
Yeah, but there has to be an energy there that is gone. There's something driving your body. There's
no, energy is a property of matter. It's not a thing that exists. It's not a stuff.
It's what makes up quarks, what makes up everything. So
it's not.
No, no, that's not known.
Okay, it's not known, but just like the Big Bang isn't known, it's a theory.
No, it's known.
The reason we call it a theory is because we have the utmost highest scientific confidence in it. It is a theory of, well, it's the Big Bang theory in this case. General relativity is a theory because it's a massive collection of proven scientific ideas and tests and an accurate model that describes nature, like plate tectonics, like atomic theory, like the theory of evolution, like many other things.
Yeah, but the quantum scientists, that is the latest research available. That is what
they're saying. Not.
No.
Google it, dude. That is what...
I have. You're talking nonsense.
Okay, quarks are made out of vibrations. That's what it says.
They're not.
No.
It's different energy vibrations.
That's string theory, which is in no way proven. In no way whatsoever.
It's the most supported, like, theory, but okay.
It's not.
It's not.
So, anyway, so when somebody dies, where did their energy go? They just stop.
There is no energy. Energy is a property of matter.
So why can't they just be reanimated and re-brought up?
Because they decay.
Yeah, what if you just power your own, like, what if you power back up? You can't do that.
I know you can't do it. You can do it only for a certain time period. Once the decay gets so severe, the body can't repair itself.
It's like saying unrust the bridge. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, it's like, why can't a car be a car once it's completely rusted? Like, it's because it's decayed. It's gone. The functional part of it's no longer there.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I would say that I believe in what you would call nirvana, which some people call heaven. It's just the place you were before you're born and before you got. After you die.
I'm sure.
Why do you think that?
Well, I mean, it is technically a belief because I don't have like full evidence of it, but my argument is that we are the universe. We are like the earth. You could say like a tree is part of the earth or a mountain is
part. We are part of the universe. We agree.
Like on a fundamental level, we are the universe playing as a human pretty much. Our thoughts and our brain.
No.
No. We are a piece of the universe.
Small piece, yes. But when
the set of all things, which is the universe, includes us.
Yeah, but when we die, that matter that has to be transferred somewhere.
Yeah, it goes like out and around. I mean, the flower. There's this really beautiful poem, and I don't think anybody really knows who it's by. Well, it's not much of it. It's not really a great poem. It's just a line, but it says something like, "When I die, my body shall decay, and from it flowers will grow." And that is eternity. And I think that that's kind of beautiful. And yeah, the atoms that you're made of will be recycled into some other form on this planet. It'll go into a tree or something like that. Statistically, we can basically prove that every time you drink water, you're drinking at least one molecule of Tyrannosaurus Rex piss, right? And every time you breathe at least one molecule that Abraham Lincoln breathed, right? We can just kind of demonstrate that. As far as energy... Well, I'm warm-blooded, so is my cat, so is Justin, right? So if I were to die right now, some of the energy that my body is giving off would just go out into the universe, but that's true of, like, literally rocks and anything made of matter, yeah. So.
I mean, it is another part of the universe, less intelligent, less aware, but what makes humans special is our brains and our ability to compute things. But that's...
So animals can do the same thing. Have you seen ants solving the tea problem?
Yeah, and ants are... Life itself is an amazing creation. I mean...
Are ants reincarnated?
It's all reincarnated. It's all the same source. It's all the same...
But are ants reincarnated? Do they have souls?
Everything has this form of a soul. We have more connection to it because
it's
intelligent. but everything is part of that same energy that runs everything.
So do ants get reincarnated? Yes or no question.
When they die, their nutrients go into the ground and could fuel a tree or something, or would stay there forever until.
Buddy, we're talking. Okay, you're the one who brought up reincarnation and the eternal soul. I'm asking you if ants have the same thing.
It sounds like you're giving secular ideas as if they are spiritual ideas when they just aren't. I agree that when things die, they become fertilizer. That's not evidence of the great juju at the bottom of the sea or nirvana or an afterlife or literal reincarnation.
Well, you wouldn't.
Nobody ever imagined that reincarnation is just the cycle of life and death. They imagine it's much more than that, that like a conscious experiencing agent occupies a different life after it dies.
Okay, when you die, you think you experience nothing, right? There's nothing afterwards.
Yes. Well, there's no me, and so there's no experience.
I disagree. I disagree that there is a you, and there is an existence, and that existence...
Cool. Provide the evidence for that.
Rationalize trying to get it to you guys, but I don't have... For example, if you look it up, which I'm trying to do right now while talking to you.
Trust me, bro. You got a lot of trust me, bro, here.
If you go off the app, we can't hear you. I don't know if you know that. But.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I'm going to try that argument on my next guest. Look it up. Trust me. Look it up. Trust me. It's true.
That is what quantum scientists say. Is that
it's not
made out of vibrating energy, concentrated.
All right.
No.
That's
well, what I think string theory isn't quantum mechanics either.
That's what it says, dude.
I think we found the limit of his argumentation. It's look it up and pivot back to old topics that don't work. Did he have anything else, or is that it?
I mean, I don't have enough research, but I guess I'll get back to you guys.
Okay. All right. Thanks for coming through, Jacob.
Yeah, I would say.
Have a good day.
All right. Have a good one.
I would say zero is not enough. Yeah.
That was rough.